Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in everyone to episode number 98 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. So good to be back with you this week. Listen, I know last week I announced about the Health and Vitality webinar. If you missed it, you missed something pretty special. Alan Blaine brought the heat. It was really an educational night. And then there's some really neat things kind of going on right now in my world and his world and with kind of what's going on with health and vitality and really learning how to live a more healthy and a more sustainable life. So if you missed that, if you weren't with us last night, feel free to reach out to me, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, and I'll send you a replay. We've got the thing recorded, and I'll be glad to send that to you or get you some more information if you were on it and are interested in even more information than you got last night. I will send that to you as well. So thanks for all of you who joined in and who reached out. And I know some of you had reached out and said you would love to have been on there. And you love to, you know, hear more and more about health and just how to live a more productive and healthy lifestyle and how to make sure that we're doing all we can, not only with our brains, but also with our bodies to ensure that, you know, we're going to be around, going to be on this earth as long as we can. So thanks again for those of you who were on last night. Man, 98, huh? We're on episode 98. It's been quite the journey. I'll give you a quick update. My wife is doing well this week. This is the beginning of the good week. She's still, her white blood count and red blood count still down a little bit because of the shot and just coming out of the intense chemo treatment. But she's in a pretty good space right now. And the next 7 to 8 days should be really good for her. So appreciate that. We've got two rounds left, and hopefully we are clear. I will mention this too. She is going back in for a PET scan early Friday morning, so tomorrow morning, and we will see how that goes. We're hopeful that this mass has, if not completely gone, we hope that it's mostly gone, and that's what we see on that. So that's what you know. Hopefully, we'll have an update sometime next week with that as well. So thanks again for all that you all do, and again, I feel like, you know, we've developed this relationship now, and thanks for continuing to listen and continuing to support me and continuing to support the podcast. So how about this week, right? So what are some ways that you can calm yourself when life is getting tough? And I'm actually going to give you 16 ways. I didn't want to put that in the title because I thought it would scare some people. They're like, whoa, 16 ways, what is this? But this is really, really practical. And a lot of these things you have heard me say on here before, but these are kind of all culminated in one place. And I saw most of these from a place called Business Growth Mentor on Instagram. So while you're going to hear a lot of the same stuff probably you've heard throughout the podcast, it was collected here in one space. And I thought there's some really good stuff here. And so I just thought this week we would just kind of talk about it because life can get tough, right? I mean, we're going through something in our season. There's a chance that, you know, everybody out there that's listening is either going through something, just came out of something, about to go through something, know somebody that's going through something. And so here are some real practical ways that you can help calm yourself when you notice that life's getting tough, right? And I know, you know, several of my clients right now that are going through some hard times. And, you know, these are some of the strategies that we talk about week to week as well. So just encourage you, if you're, you know, if you're driving, then obviously just listen to this. But if you're in a place where you can jot some notes down, I would jot some of these down, or at least, you know, put them to memory if you can't write down, because they really can help you along the way. So 16 ways to calm yourself when life is getting tough. Number one, walk. Get outside. Clear your mind. It gives you a different perspective, right? So if you're, for me, you know, there have been days where I've been in the hospital with my wife and it's just tough. You know, it's tough in there to watch her. It feels like you're cramped. And there are times where I just have to get out and take a walk. And invariably, when I come back, I feel better, right? It just kind of gives you a different perspective. Sometimes you walk the halls and you see other people that are in much worse shape than you are or than she is. And so it gives you a different perspective when you can walk. Some of you who work from home need to do this. You need to get out and you need to take a walk just periodically throughout the day. If you're in a business environment and you're still, you know, you go to the office every day, there are times where you just need to get up, walk the hallways, or walk outside as the weather starts to get warm, get some fresh air, clear the air, and then come back and have a different perspective. Number two, indulge. I kind of like this. We don't talk about this much. I did do an episode on It's Time to Be Selfish, which is very similar to this, but take a day off and just spend the whole day doing what you want to do, or don't do anything. Just veg out on the couch or watch Netflix, or, you know, if you like to fish, go fishing. If you like to play golf, go play golf, whatever it is. But just indulge in yourself, and don't allow your brain to go there and tell you all the reasons why you can't, or all the reasons why you shouldn't, or all the reasons why so-and-so is getting ahead and you're not. It will be fine for one day. So go indulge and take a day off and spend it just for yourself. Number three, be generous. Give to a total stranger. Do the whole, you know, we're in line at Starbucks, pay for the person behind you. Some of those acts of kindness, they give us that warm and fuzzy feeling. They make us feel better. And, you know, it's always fun, I think, when you do that, when you're driving off, to just kind of glance in the mirror and just watch the reaction, because it's so fun to see the reaction of others. And even if you pay like two cars back, it's just fun to see that reaction. And if you never get to see the reaction because you've already driven off and the line's slow, then you can just imagine it and dream it up and think, boy, I've just made someone's day. So be generous. Number four, go sit in a coffee shop or one of your favorite parks and just soak up your surroundings. You know, you don't have to talk to people. If you live close, I would love to do this if I lived close to a beach. You know, I love the ocean, love to look at the ocean, love to look at the sand, and just, you know, a place where you can go and just be to yourself and just soak it all in. This past weekend, we were traveling and I was able to, you know, go to a coffee shop, and it was kind of like that. It was just, I was able to sit there. I didn't have to talk to anybody. I could just soak it all in. So find your favorite place, go there, get away, soak it all in. Don't worry about the world. Don't worry about what's going on around you. Don't allow yourself to talk to people if you don't want to. If that's your thing, then find somebody to talk to. That might help you. But if not, just sit there and enjoy the moment. Number five, educate yourself. Educate yourself. Arm yourself with knowledge and the resources to tackle whatever you're dealing with head on. Knowledge is power. I was working with a client last night, and one of the things he was going with, he just spinning and spinning and spinning. I said, let's get all of the knowledge we can get. Let's research what we're experiencing, whether it's, you know, it's a traumatic day, or you're trying to buy something, or you've got whatever it is. Just research as much as you can. Get that knowledge and then allow yourself to tackle those problems head on. I love the idea that knowledge is power. The more you know before you go into a meeting, the more prepared you feel, the more confident you feel. Right? All of those. So that's number five. Number six rolls right into that, and that is preparation. Prepare yourself for the day. Write the day's to-do list the evening before. Some of you just need to get organized. I've talked about this before. Some of you need to map out and calendar out your day, and you just won't do it. And so you feel that overwhelm, and you feel like life is getting out of control for you, even if it's really not. So that's a good way to calm yourself. Go on and notice, go on and write down what you have to do. Either do it that morning or do it the night before, so you feel like you're prepared throughout the day. I love this one. Number 7, write down a list of your, and you can pick the number, they say 20, of your 20 strengths. For some of you, you're going to get to like number 2 and you're going to be like, oh, that was hard. I don't have any more. I got no more. And it's not true. Your brain goes so quickly to the negative, to your weaknesses, that it's tough for a lot of us to write down our strengths. So write down 20 strengths. And you've all got, everyone listening to this podcast has at least 20 strengths. Write them down and notice them. Begin to believe them. Begin to allow yourself to believe them. Okay? Write down those 20 strengths. Number 8, keep going forward. Remember, it's the action line in the model, right? Take that action. Take that small step. No matter what you need to do, take a small step that says, hey, I am getting, 1% better today. I'm going to make 1%. I'm going to win the day today because I'm going to keep going forward no matter what. I'm not going to allow myself to be stagnant, and I'm not going to allow myself to go backwards. Right? Number 9, revisit an old hobby. Revisit an old hobby. If you don't have an old hobby, now's the time to create one. Always wanted to be a woodworker? Start working with some wood. Always wanted to play a guitar? Buy a guitar. Always wanted to play the piano? Go get a keyboard, right? You don't have to get a big baby grand piano. Go get a keyboard. I mean, there are thousands of things that you can do as far as a hobby goes. You want to sell something? Get on Etsy. Get on eBay, right? Clean out your closet. Revisit an old hobby, something that you like, maybe something that you haven't done in a while, or something that you've always wanted to do, and then create one. It takes your mind to a different place. It gets your mind out of the toughness that life is and whatever you're going through, and it allows you to go to a different place. Pretty cool. Number 10, prioritize. Well, we've talked about this before. Decide what's important right now. What's important right now? It's kind of like setting boundaries, right? You set your boundaries, say no to extra obligations, and you take care of what you need to take care of right now. I know in my life, I need to get through these next 2.5 weeks. I got to get through these next 2.5 weeks. When I get through these next 2.5 weeks, right, life will slow down a little bit. Life will begin to get a little smoother because I don't have to continue to be, I'm trying to be in two places at once right now. I'm trying to be 5 hours away with my daughter, who's a senior in high school, and I'm trying to be here and present with my wife. And so that's kind of difficult, right? And so as I begin to prioritize, I start to look, okay, I've got about 2.5 to 3 weeks here because she's narrowing down. She's ending her senior year, and I want to make sure I'm present for some of those moments. So I have to make sure I can prioritize my life. And once I get through that, then I know I can breathe a little bit. Number 11, and I'm speaking to myself right here too, is sleep. Right? Get enough rest to make sure you're getting, you know, some of you only need 6 hours. I get that. But 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night. Go to bed. Try to go to bed at the same time. Get up at the same time. It'll help you sleep. You know, cool the room down. Make sure it's dark. All of those things that they say to do. Get off your electronics an hour before you go to bed. Allow your mind to rest so you can get some good sleep. Number 12. This one's hard for me. Just going to put it out there. It's hard. Be silly. Do something that you did as a child and try not to take yourself or your life too seriously. And for someone that's, you know, I'm that perfectionist and has struggled in that area, it's hard just to be silly and be goofy and not to take yourself too seriously. But boy, it's fun to try sometimes. And that's what I want to encourage you to do. If that's something, if you're wound tight, push yourself just to kind of be silly and to enjoy enjoy the moment, enjoy your life. Number 13, you might not have to cry, but maybe you can get really in touch with the emotions that are going on. If you're going through a tough time right now, something deep inside is hurting, right? You've got some sort of feeling, some sort of an emotion that's really, really strong right now. Release that emotion. If you need to cry, if you need to go, you know, take a hammer and hit some wood, or you need to go to an axe throwing place, or you need to go to a place where you can break a bunch of glass, whatever it is, release that emotion. You will feel better afterwards. Okay? Release the negative emotion. Number 14, check your self-talk. Remember, negative self-talk never serves you. Go to that alien space that's watching your thoughts. Notice what you're telling yourself. How many of those thoughts do you need to delete? If they are negative, and if you're beating yourself up, or you're beating yourself up for a situation, or you're beating yourself up for not being farther along in life, or you're not beating yourself up for whatever it is, check that negative self-talk and begin to speak positivity to yourself. Begin to love yourself. Number 15, journal. Develop a habit of journaling. Develop a habit of writing down. This is where you can do those thought downloads. Put those thought downloads on paper. For some of you, you just won't do it. You won't write them down. Write those thought downloads on a piece of paper and notice what your brain is saying. It will help begin to free your mind. It will at least help begin to show you what's going on over and over and over again in your mind. And then finally, number 16, remind yourself that this is just part of the journey. It's part of the journey. What you're going through is temporary, and it will pass. It may not feel like it at the time, but it will pass. What you're going through is temporary. So here's 16 ways, 16 things that you can use to get through a tough area, a tough time of your life, a tough moment, a tough season. And I encourage you to try those this week. Okay, get out. If you need to walk, do something that's different than what you've been trying to do over and over again that's not giving you any relief. So thank you so much for listening. Again, if you'd like the replay of the Health and Vitality Talk, reach out to me. If I can help you in any other way, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com. I've got space for one more private client. Just had another one transition out, so I've got room for one more. And I would love to speak to you this week. So take care, everyone. I look forward to seeing you back here next week for episode number 99. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.